Jeff Bezos, has managed to create business after business that is profitable, or at least not a drag on the bottom line. One way he does this is by moving, not just laterally from books to consumer packaged goods, but vertically through the supply chains that create and deliver goods. Thus, Amazon uses experience running its own website to create Amazon Web Services, now a $14 billion a year business. And it's working on its own network of trucks and planes to disrupt UPS. Drones, too, by the by. Physical retail, still nearly 90% of consumer purchases as of 2016, not including car and gasoline sales, is just the latest frontier. The bid to acquire Whole Foods by Amazon and its CEO Jeff Bezos is just the most extreme example of a larger phenomenon. This trajectory wasn't obvious 15 years ago. You couldn't guess that a handful of companies would leverage their expertise, talent pools, and capital to eat industries outside their own, or that they would become planet-spanning conglomerates that are as likely to spin up their own Fortune 500 companies as buy them. The iPhone, Apple's cash machine, is only 10 years old. Think about that. Mr. Musk's SpaceX was founded in 2002, and Tesla, the car company, in 2003. Amazon started web services in 2002 and made its first big acquisition, Zappos, in 2009. Google founded its X incubator for far-out ideas in 2010, and Facebook only went public in 2012. Two things become apparent from this timeline. First, it's flabbergasting how quickly both the revenue and the ambitions of these companies have grown. Second, and this should really give us pause, they're just getting started. What is a company like Apple, which has $250 billion in cash, do with all that money? Answer? Anything it damn well pleases. The same is true for Amazon, Facebook, Google, and Elon Musk, Inc., an entity with so much marketing savvy and personal charisma that he is able to call upon the financial markets for fresh infusions of cash whenever he needs them, no matter the financials of his ventures. A key reason these companies are behaving differently than their peers is that the fundamental technologies of the microchip, the internet, wireless connectivity, just-in-time manufacturing, robotics, big data, etc., have made it all possible. Those with expertise in these areas can create businesses that solve existing problems in entirely new ways, or at least more efficiently and profitably. It also doesn't hurt when investors believe this to be true. Amazon enjoyed a soaring stock valuation for more than a decade without reporting much in the way of profits. As a matter of fact, Bezos used to boast and brag back before 2005 or so of how many hundreds of millions of dollars Amazon could lose every year but stay in business. Why? Because diabolical, conspiring men went, hey, we want to put this competitor under, invest in Amazon, because they'll provide us the vehicle for putting the competitor under. You know, I shared a story with you a couple of months ago about how Amazon is conspiring to put Walmart out of business. Imagine that. The largest retailer on the planet is going to be either gobbled up by or is going to bow to the wishes of Amazon. What's Amazon trying to do? They're trying to eliminate middlemen. They want the wholesale industry to be gone. Why? Well, because you can spend more money and consume more stuff. That's why. No one ever bothers to ask the question, is consuming more stuff beneficial to the soul? What's our ultimate purpose here on this planet? Get the soul back to heaven. But as we get further and further away from the ages of faith and we completely and totally divorce ourselves from our actual first principle, first purpose, which is to love and to serve God. And in doing so, save your soul in the process. Farther away we get away from that, you get the more possessed or obsessed we become with things that aren't God.